I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Myanmar's president is telling people to leave the Delta as the floodwaters are on the rise. So far, 12 out of 14 regions have been hit hard. Yes, they're used to monsoon season. But Greg Kelly of World Mission says their partners are saying this is one of the worst in decades.
We're trying to position just the basic survival components into the hands of people, such as clothing, blankets, clean water, and that creates an amazing opportunity to share the gospel.
A $40 kit gets a family by for a week. For a little bit extra, the treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible, is included. And here's the cool thing. The ministry's church network makes sure that things get where they have to go. So this isn't just another disaster story.
Something supernatural happens when a heart opens itself up to the good news of Jesus Christ.
And here's another reason to pray. Amnesty International is voting on whether or not they should support making prostitution legal worldwide. In the mix of it all, one group is being forgotten. The kids. They're the most at risk of being trafficked. Jonathan Ballback of Help India Kids says the boys are often abandoned and the girls are raised up to work in the trade. But Help India Kids is offering them an alternative. Shelter, education, and the message that Jesus loves them.
We're a small drop in the bucket, but we go in trying to bring change, trying to bring hope, trying to bring a future to these children, trying to give them life in this world and ultimately life eternal.
Help India Kids wants to add a second home for the girls' ministry and could use your support. Look for the links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's not too early to plan for 2016. Get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores that'll remind you of who God is and why we should follow Him. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.